This is the latest disclosure in a report from National Civil Defense Headquarters in Washington. It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life.
Welcome to Dead Radio.
We're not doing that.
How did she come to have sex with the dead man?
Don't call me Radio Unit 91.
You're a dead man. You're a dead man!
He's God here in this radio station.
Place where the dead speak.
Rebel Radio! Oh, oh,
oh. I'm a fake?
Yes.
How'd you like to be dead?
You ever think about doing radio?
My team is dead!
But you're not crazy. You're me. And this is just radio.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
I remember about half of that. We did that for a little while, right? Aren't you? You're not worried about using the movie stuff? Yeah.
No, I don't think it's a problem. I really don't.
Well, we'll find out eventually.
That's a big intro.
Get a nice cease and desist.
Have you ever heard of the World of the War broadcast?
War of the Worlds?
The what?
No, not the movie.
War of the Worlds broadcast.
Yeah, the radio broadcast.
Yeah.
The radio broadcast?
Yeah, War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know what anybody's talking about.
Never heard of that?
She asked if we had heard of
it. Oh, that. The radio broadcast. I've...
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, I've listened to some of it.
Yeah.
It just sounds shitty.
Yeah, people are...
It's from, like, 1940-something.
I know. It's, but it's like... just sounds shitty, so why the fuck should I listen to it?
Because it has to do with radio broadcast. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, everybody's just like, oh, you haven't... like, I mean, like, I've heard it, but I only heard, like, a couple clips of it just because I don't...
suggesting it for the intro, but never
nah,
mind.
Maybe some clips.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I thought we were critiquing it.
She's trying to help.
Making
son of a bitch.
So welcome back, everyone.
Did you use Amy's new picture?
Back to Mondays. I did.
Oh, I forgot my iPad.
And she went sledding. Saucering. Let's see. How did it come out? Because sometimes YouTube. Oh, they framed it perfectly. Wonderful.
That is the ugliest picture ever.
It's my new favorite. It's absolutely my new favorite. So I went with...
You see, it won't let me copy it when I go. But if I go to just me, more of me bitching about Facebook.
Aw.
Did you share it to your wall?
I did. I'm very professional.
Well, that's a terrible picture of me and you. Jesus.
I love that picture of you and Bailey.
That's how I got it. You're given, like, it was like you were posing for a nice family portrait. And, you know, mom's yelling at you. Make a nice face. Nice face.
Yeah, it won't let me copy the text.
Oh, whatever.
It's freaking weird.
I don't know. I don't do it from my phone. I just do it from my computer.
I would love to. My computer got a beer spilled on it that one time.
And whose fault
is
that?
So, how was everybody's MOS?
It was good.
Nothing is loading. It's just not working.
Oh man.
It's not working.
Well, I do audio, so I can't help you.
It's obviously something going on with Facebook.
So, how was your MOS, Amy? That's right. Second half is back after her sabbatical.
It was good.
Did you get anything good? What'd you get? Anything? You got a Fitbit?
Yeah, it's Fitbit Charge 2.
Oh.
He got it for me.
Cool.
Yeah.
His and hers Fitbits.
No, they're different.
They're really different.
Is yours? Do you still use yours?
Yeah.
He wears it every day.
Oh, all right. It doesn't get smelly?
Yeah, it's a watch. It gets smelly.
You haven't.
We've been through this 27 fucking times.
I know. I just want to make sure, like, I'm seeing if you maybe figured out a formula.
You just have to wash it every once in a while.
Smell it. I've never washed it.
Never
washed it.
Oh, it just smells like whatever you wear.
It smells like probably terrible.
Just smell.
No, it just doesn't really smell that much. I mean, I have washed that one though.
It's got a little dirt smell to it.
Just we're talking about survival bracelets now, not watches.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I got Rammstein tickets, so all right. I'm sure that kind of like she kind of hinted at it, and not you, mom, who was sitting there.
Yes.
yeah, she kind of hinted at it anyway on the show. I re-listened to the show, and I went, "Oh, okay." So.
Yeah, she wasn't trying to hide it at all.
Yeah, not really. So when I opened the package, I was like, "Oh, okay, cool. I'm super stoked for it, guys. Can't wait to see it. It's gonna be really fun." No. I didn't really get much else. I got a pair of boots
from
mom.
Are you going to try and sneak the remote in?
No, I'm not even going to try.
Why?
Because what the fuck are we going to do with the audio?
I don't know.
We can't make
it. Listen to it.
Yeah.
You just do that off someone's phone.
Yeah. I'm sure the phone.
Well, I mean, it's a live version, so it probably wouldn't get pulled.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, because usually I do the live. If I do the live stuff, sometimes it skips by.
Yeah, I mean, they'd have to be fucking really tight for the... Because it's just bots scanning everything.
I'm not doing that because it's just going to come out as...
No, it'll sound good.
Fucking audio. I don't think so, man.
They probably play too loud.
And it's an outdoor... it's Jones Beach, so I think it's... I haven't been
there a long
time.
If you took one of these mics and just put it like on an inside pocket...
Yeah.
I think it'd sound good.
And, like run the wires down my arms and legs and shit like that.
Yeah.
And
shock yourself.
Put the fucking... Where should I put the recorder? It's awfully
just
big.
Hang it over your fucking shoulder and wear... Like a shirt.
What if they give me the old pat?
They don't do that anymore.
They don't give you the pat?
I haven't been patted down going into a real concert in years.
I haven't been to a real concert in years, so I have no idea. I usually go to the club ones where if you put your knife in the front pocket, you bring it in. Or not the front pocket, like you use the belt clip to put it like in front of your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down your
underpants. I just put it in my secret pocket in my purse.
Yeah. Girls, you just bring
we used to give Brooke all of our knives and all of our liquor.
Cameras, booze, knives, her whole fucking purse would be stuffed to the fucking
whole
brim.
Purse?
Well, she'd have like a
like
flask in each pocket, so like four flasks on her and four knives and like a camera in her purse.
Yep. And then she
post 9/11 they opened the purse now. They didn't do it back then.
Yeah, they just fucking up. Yeah. You're a girl, so you're not gonna do anything.
Yeah.
And they send you in. Meanwhile, she's the mule.
You know what I would do if they were checking my purse? I would just put all my tampons.
Yeah,
just
put all the tampons on top. That's all you gotta do.
Oh. Man, this fucking thing.
Gosh, give me a paper towel.
Yeah, I got a pair of boots that I promptly returned.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just like they have this. You know the like guys like casual boots now. They have like three designs that they do now. They got that loafer on for the toe of the boot.
Oh,
they got that loafer pattern.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like a moccasin kind of stitching.
Yeah, and then they got that it's just a one line like a band. So like it looks like the whole toe is like a second piece of leather on top of the boot. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
No.
Here,
I don't care if you want to move on.
No. Here. So if this is the toe of the boot, they do like a thing here.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like
I thought you were going the other way. Like
it looks like a thumb. It's like a fingernail.
That looks like a thumb.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So, and then they do the wingtip thing. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of the wingtip.
Yeah.
And the band thing that I see boots, I like them, but I never really try them on. So mom got me one of those, and I put it on, and it, for some reason, it made the front of my foot look like a clown foot. Like
club feet?
Yeah, like.
So they were like round nose wingtips?
It made them look like this, in my eyes. You know what I mean? It just looked like a paddle.
Do you
want to
show everyone at home?
Yeah.
Mostly your drawing.
So. That's the boot. It's just a U with a line at the top. And I tried to turn it into a toe. And then this is the paddle shoe. This is what my...
That's like, your perception of what your foot looked like.
Yes. That's what my foot seemed like it looked like. Plus, it didn't come in half sizes, so it was all floppy in my foot.
All right.
So I had to get rid of it, so I got a nice pair of wingtips. Yeah.
Good for you. You do like your shoes.
I'm a big shoe fan.
Oh, my God.
I got a SodaStream, which you should get.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
I mean, like, I just
the amount of money that I've really been spending on seltzer is ridiculous. I got a crossfade thing going on just
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know.
I just lost everything in my right ear.
It's this damn fucking outlet.
I think it's back the way it was. It's still heavy on the left side. Anyway, audio shoes.
Sorry.
Yeah, the SodaStream rules.
I don't, like, just for seltzer?
Mm-hmm.
Because you just put water in it and see. And
yeah, you just
it, right?
Put filtered water and put it in the thing, and you can flavor it. We made lemon-lime seltzer. And you actually get vitamins from the lemon-lime seltzer.
Oh.
Yeah, because there's
got electrolytes.
Yeah, I put lemons and limes in there. So
instead of naturally.
Yeah, and it's also not carbonated with calcium carbonate.
Hmm.
So it doesn't like rot your fucking teeth.
It's probably a good idea. Fart.
Yeah. Dude, I mean.
How much is a soda? Well, hold on. I'll find out. You talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so we don't.
Well,
yeah.
You have to buy multiple.
Yeah, you have to buy the SodaStream, and then you have to buy the canisters. But you can get the canisters refilled locally. You don't have to keep buying them.
Mm-hmm.
So we may not even need both of them, you know, the two of them. But it came in a kit, though, didn't it? Came with two of them.
I could have bought the one. But yeah. I bought two.
Which SodaStream did you get? You get a model?
I don't know.
Hold on.
But anyway, it's awesome.
So the SodaStream Power Starter Kit is $149.99. I'm looking up the prices of your gifts.
That's fine. Well, I mean, like, I'm trying not to drink so much, so I've been spending like $4 a day on seltzer between the two of us.
Oh, yeah, you're doing the fake cocktail thing.
Yeah, not even, just drinking seltzer instead of beer. But we drink like at least 2 liters a day, sometimes 3. So that's like a buck each at Rite Aid. Sure, you can go to Sam's Club and spend way less, but it's terrible for the environment. It's a shit ton of plastic that's only half of it's actually getting recycled.
I thought you were filming something. You came in so slow with your phone pointed down. It made me nervous.
I'm pretty sure it was that one, and you get those things.
All right, so it's like $100. Maybe I should just scoop one up with some of my...
And there's never
Moss
that
money.
There's never that point where you're like, God damn it, we're out of seltzer. And
yeah.
There's never that point where you're like, this seltzer's flat.
Because you can just remake it.
Yeah. You could seriously just top the bottle off and plug it back in and recarbonate it.
I want to think about how much.
And I made a carbonated cocktail today.
All right.
So I want to get a separate SodaStream bottle just for like carbonating juices and doing like weird shit with.
Trying to think.
Yeah, I took orange juice and pineapple juice, and I carbonated it, and I made a cocktail.
And the CO2 you can get where?
You go to Dragon's Den and get it filled up, like a fucking like a paintball tank.
What if that place wasn't doing that shit? Are they still doing that? Do we know that they're doing?
Yeah,
that?
Tanner gets it done there, and you can go to Tech Air.
Where's Tech Air?
Tech Air's in Fishkill, so that would be fine for you. No, you take 9W.
Yeah. I got
to
map up my route so I can have my seltzer.
There's a new place. They are out on 55 right now. What the fuck? It's by your dad's house. Like going to Dutch. Anyway, doesn't matter. There's a new place that they do like welding gases and industrial stuff.
Oh.
So they'll be able to fill it.
All right.
Yeah. You just need to tell them what the PSI is. It's whatever the maximum is for the bottle, and they'll be able to fill it.
Fuck it.
But I think it's like $60 for the two bottles, but even it does 60 liters. So that's, worst case scenario, it's the same price as seltzer without all the waste. That's worst case scenario.
And you can make your own.
Yeah.
Wow.
And when I have a batch of beer ready, I can just plug it right into that thing and try it.
Hashtag SodaStream.
Yeah. But I was thinking, how cool would it be to do, like, if you had a bar, let's say, to do custom cocktails? Like, yeah, we carbonate orange juice just for this cocktail. How neat would that be?
Yeah. Huh. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You've sold me on the SodaStream. Yeah. They should give us money for this.
I should have brought it.
Yeah.
It's so, like, you don't have to plug it into the wall or anything.
Can you soda soda?
Yeah.
Like,
if you want it, like, if you had, if you had, if you had, if you had some, no, it won't ultra carbonate. It has a check valve, so you know when it's done when it vents.
Oh, so you can't.
So, but if you had like a bottle of Pepsi or something like that that had gone flat, you could pour it in the SodaStream bottle and recarbonate it.
Sick.
That's not really what it's made for, but you could. But I was also thinking we can make our own sparkling wine too.
Ooh!
Just get like whatever bullshit wine you have in the
sparkling
fridge.
Sparkling grape drink.
Sparkling.
like
we
that,
can make sparkling moonshine. Probably not, but maybe.
That would be a fucking hoot.
I don't know if it would take the carbonation.
Probably
I should say that right on the bottle and on the machine, it says do not carbonate anything but water. Add the flavoring after.
Oh, okay,
but
yeah.
I already carbonated juice, so it worked fine.
You break it, you're buying yourself a new one.
And he had himself
I'm not going to break it. How's it going to break it?
He had himself a carbonated martini. Carbonated Gibson. That's what I want. That's the one with the onion. So SodaStream. That's a good idea. I stole the stream. Said it strange. I just got cash, man. I asked for cash because I don't even know what the fuck I want, and I'll figure it out eventually. So
yeah, I mean, I got some cash, which helped. It's good. But and then from your family, got mostly booze. We got a Keurig machine.
Oh Jesus.
Which
we got some cheap knockoff one that works apparently.
Yeah.
What else?
The Keurig machine is nice for days like today.
Hey.
That was not a drug deal in the air at all. It's not a drug deal.
Nope.
I said it wasn't.
Money exchanging hands. I spent some of my, actually, I got a gift card to Dark Side. I got a handful of fucking CDs.
Let me see. I'm going to judge you.
All right.
I don't know this album, but Chevelle rules.
Chevelle, The North Corridor, that's their new album.
What is this?
Wolf Alice.
Wolf Alice, never heard of them.
Their newer band.
Faith No More.
What is that one? King for a Day.
Fool for a Lifetime.
Fool for a Lifetime. King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime. That's why I kept tripping up.
Good. This is going great.
Uh-huh.
This is good. So which one's this one?
This is the...
Faith No More.
Epic, is it?
The. And then there's a price
tag. Oh, The Real Thing. That's right.
The Real Thing.
Epic's a song on there.
And then White Zombie, La Sexorcisto.
Most of those are used, as you can see.
Yes.
So I just try to... I basically got, like... I love Dark Side. I do. Mm-hmm. But I don't buy records.
But you don't have a record
So
player,
they don't
so
have it.
Yeah.
So and they don't really keep a lot of CDs, so...
No. You
got to,
like,
CDs.
Special order everything.
Yeah, yeah. I know. But it's for the used stuff. Well, the used ones are $5, and... You know, I wouldn't, probably at this point, I wouldn't have gone out and bought Faith No More, even though I like Faith No More. I wouldn't have gone out and bought the CDs.
But for $5, why wouldn't
you? For $5, I absolutely would. I had my hand on also Nirvana Unplugged, which is, in my book, it's here and there, I don't know.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? Primus. Pork Soda. And I was like,
Yeah, I don't think I'd get that.
I don't want Pork Soda. It's a good album, but I just...
Carbonated Pork.
Yeah, it's the one with Welcome to This World and My Name is Mud.
I know My Name is Mud.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm already spending, wheeling and dealing. I went to the mall today to get my
shoes. I bought this ginger ale.
Oh, yeah, what are you drinking?
The Kraken, which I've had on the show before, and I was going to bring that bourbon, but I really wasn't in the mood for bourbon tonight.
Yeah.
So I wanted something a little sweeter. So, and I also needed to bring by this giant mug, which is going to stay here, and this is going to be my show mug.
Show the folks at home.
Yeah, we need more light down here.
It's like a there you go.
But I don't want to like, because this looks like shit too.
You're shining the light on the mug.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks horrible.
It looks fucking horrible.
But it looks like one of those like souvenir mugs.
Yeah,
that you get at like a Jimmy Buffett's.
It's kind of like a beer stein without the handle. Yeah. And they had all these recipes on the back, and some of them were pretty good. That was one of the ones that I carbonated. What's going on? What the fuck was that? I got like a wah-wah in my headphones.
Oh, I didn't hear a thing.
There. It's gone now.
I don't know.
I didn't hear it. I don't like this new setup.
There's a lot of problems. And you know what? I was reading up on Christmas lights and how much
RFI.
RFI. There is.
I think we need to ditch this whole fucking setup and just. Yeah. I mean, I can get like crazy spotlights that we can point into the corners.
Yeah.
We just got to figure out how to mount them.
Why aren't you playing the bumper?
Well, we're not that deep into it yet.
There's still a chance we can claw our way out. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I've missed you, Amy.
2 o'clock in the morning, you said this happened?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm holding a burnt, charred fucking piece of wire here.
So,
we do the show? I can't remember what episode
I talked about it.
So
I built this... I built a solar generator, which is more complicated than it sounds. It's a solar panel with a car battery, basically.
Yeah.
And you put it in a toolbox or an ammo box, and you have a charge converter, which won't let the battery overcharge. It opens the circuit when it starts to overcharge the battery, basically.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a trickle charger hooked up to a solar panel, hooked up to a battery, and you plug your phone into it. And you plug your phone into it, you plug anything. I charge my boosted board with it pretty much exclusively. It's been great, and it works really well. But the design flaw that I had in it was that much.
Mm-hmm.
1 inch. Seriously.
Yeah.
So I have this this cord. So it looks like a laptop cord, like one of these little dealies.
Yeah.
Like you plug into the side of a laptop or... you know, whatever, but it's 12 volt output. So I was looking at this and I was like, so to charge all of my batteries, which I charge my AA batteries hundreds of times a year for the photography stuff, I did the math. It's like $50 to $100 a year that I'm charging, that I'm being charged just to charge batteries, right? Doing this, it's free. It's completely free. So if I charge all of my AA's using this setup, it'll pay for itself in less than a year. So I set this up as kind of an afterthought. The whole thing was built. Everything was whatever. So I wired it up the same way you'd wire up a 12-volt DC circuit like in a car.
Mm-hmm.
The power side, which is the side that's not melted, was hooked to a fuse. So if these two wires ever shorted together, the fuse would pop, and that'd be the end of it. Except this outside bit is the ground.
Yeah.
Right?
The outside part of the plug, the silver part of the plug that everybody sees is just the ground. Yeah.
So on the top of this thing, I have two jumper ports. You can hook jumper cables up to this thing. And this flopped onto the power side, bypassing the fuse and everything, and immediately just melted the ground side. So
wait, how did it come loose?
It didn't come loose. It's loose like this. It was just a wire that I could plug into the battery charger.
Uh-huh.
And then charge my batteries.
Oh, so
yeah.
You just...
So this just kind of sits like this.
Oh, it just sits inside of it.
Not inside of it. There's like so it's like a toolbox almost.
Yeah.
And it opens up, and then inside of that is two lugs to charge.
Yeah.
To hook jumper cables up to, like for a car.
Yeah.
And then this is coming out on the ground side, and it just kind of sits in there, rolled up neatly, whatever.
Okay.
So I opened it up to grab a USB cord, because I store stuff in there, and it went flop onto the positive battery terminal side, bypassing the fuse. Yeah.
What you need is a switch to redirect.
Yeah, that's the problem, is this was not switched. This was an afterthought.
Yeah.
The whole system is perfectly good and very sound, and everything within it is switched.
Mm-hmm. Except this.
Except for this.
Because you got lazy and anxious.
Not even that, because I was like, well, it's grounded. It can be hot at all times. What's the big deal? That was what I was thinking. Had I just made it this much shorter, it would have been fine. It could never ever reach that positive terminal.
Oh, okay.
So the new
when I
replace the whole system is completely fine. I just have to replace this piece of wire.
Uh-huh.
I'm just gonna have it come out the front.
Probably have some
and only be about a couple inches long. So there's no way that it could ever short again. So I don't need to change anything. I just need to not have this be so long. So that's everything worked fine, and it was one of those okay, I did everything right. So it could have been way worse kind of things. But that's not even the story. The story is, it's 2 a.m, and I'm dead sober, by the way. Completely sober, nothing, like, just watching TV at 2 a.m, and she's sleeping. And I was like, you know what, I need to charge my watch. So I went to pull the USB cable out of the top, and this thing goes, shh. And then it's totally dark in the room. The only light is the TV, and I see the whole wire glow red and just, and all the smoke goes everywhere, and I'm like swinging my arms trying to like waft it away, and so there's no way to like turn it off. So I pulled the wire away. I burned my finger a little bit.
Aw,
can you see a little tiny little line?
Poor little guy.
Yeah, it's tiny. It's not a big deal. So I unplug everything from it and I carry it into the kitchen, and the whole house is filled with smoke at this point. And luckily, when we were cooking dinner that night, the smoke detector went off, so we pulled the batteries out of it.
Oh, good thing.
Yeah, because otherwise it would have woken up everyone. So I pull this wire out, I open a window in the kitchen, and the whole house is filled with smoke. And there's really nothing. It's the middle of winter. I can't open all the windows.
Yeah.
So I pretty much just kind of swung my hands around the bedroom as best I could to get as much smoke out. And it smells like burning rubber in the bedroom.
Is anybody upstairs right now?
Just Matthew.
Okay.
And he didn't notice either. So I'm like in the bedroom spraying like bathroom spray to try and make it not smell. And the whole time she's just dead asleep, no problem whatsoever.
And no, I would like, idea that the house
and,
almost burned
and I'm
to the
trying,
ground.
I'm trying to be quiet. So I like, we go like, and then look at her to see if she woke up. And she's got earplugs in and an eye mask on because she has to sleep with me every night. So yeah, there was no waking her up.
Well,
but it's fine.
So this year, the house almost burned down twice.
It didn't almost burn
twice?
Down this time.
Yeah, with pizza.
The pizza. We talked about this on the show.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
This one was totally different. This was all sober and only a minor design flaw.
Yeah, just a dumb thing that
happened. In an otherwise perfectly working system. So, yeah. But then today, I had to plug in all my because I haven't put it back together yet. I just pulled all of the negative terminals off of everything just to be sure. Because while it was happening, I was like, I don't know if there's like a major other short or if this is all that it was.
Yeah.
So I pulled everything off the negative side. And I haven't put it back together. So I was charging all of my camera shit and everything to come here tonight. And I was like, I don't even know if I have enough chargers for all this stuff. Like, normally everything's just plugged into there throughout the week, and I haven't been charging anything.
Yeah, and you probably left a couple cables here and everything,
probably,
too.
Yeah. I did leave a battery here, which I was very worried about that I wasn't going to find it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's here.
Happy day.
Yeah.
Besides the Soda Stream, anything else?
What else did I get?
I got you t-shirts.
I got this t-shirt.
What do you got there? Oh, Evolution of Photography.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of good shirts. What else? I got the booze.
Yeah,
I already talked about.
My dad, you got.
I made everyone moonshine.
Yeah, he did.
I don't think your dad's ever gonna drink it.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Yeah. He was drinking bourbon when we were over there.
I think he'd be scared of it.
Same thing, but I don't know. Steven will drink it.
Would you give just the regular?
Steven did drink it.
I know.
No, the pear stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The pear was the good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The apple got better. Took a while, but it got better.
All right.
I gave my dad the apple one, and I still have some left of the house.
Oh, okay. So we're dropping the whole Chad thing?
Huh?
We're dropping the whole Chad thing?
No, the stuff that Chad gave to me.
Oh.
I never said that I made it.
Oh. Oh, it still is Chad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chad gave it to me, and I gave it as gifts.
Ah.
When did I say? Just
so you re-gifted?
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit.
What, how's that any different than buying it?
I did a legitimate regifting.
A good friend of mine made some moonshine, and I gifted it to her family.
What if he asks for it back because, you know.
No, he knew. He knew the whole time. That was why he made it for me.
But
I asked him to.
You know.
Why? Because he's an Indian giver.
I didn't say that. You did. Yeah. Anyhow.
What did you re-gift?
Godfather.
Oh, yeah. She borrowed the Godfather from her stepdad and then wrapped it and gave it back to him for Christmas. She borrowed it to watch it for a film class.
Well, did he realize he... Did he open it and say thank you and all that stuff? Or did he know right away?
No,
he called me a dumbass.
Yeah, and then was mad at her because she didn't watch The Godfather 2. She just got through the first one. It was like a box set.
Yeah, it was like all three of them.
I can't get through those movies. I haven't seen them all the way through either.
I think I fell asleep at the most important part in the first one.
That's usually what happens. You just get sleepy, and then all of a sudden something crazy happens.
You want to know what's even worse?
What?
All of the original 60s like muscle car movies, like Gone in 60 Seconds, mm-hmm. Vanishing Point. Vanishing Point is one of the most boring movies you'll ever see in your entire fucking life. It's 3 hours long and it's just car chase the whole fucking time.
Oh, God.
It's terrible.
But not like Mad Max car chase.
No. Mad Max is another one of those movies, though. Mad Max is in the same vein where you're just like, what the fuck's happening?
No,
can we just
I mean
get
the
on
new
with
one.
It? Oh, the new Mad Max. But the new Mad Max is fine. There is not a single moment where you're bored during that movie.
Yeah.
I have never gotten through the original Mad Max because I've been so fucking bored.
I did.
Vanishing Point, and I've never finished it. Never finished it. I've fallen asleep every fucking time.
You know what I have? I own it. I've never watched it. I started watching it and then just stopped. Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton. Everybody
That's
tells me
good.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I haven't
the
seen
end
it.
Is probably better than the rest of it, but that little weird kid is the best part.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's in the new one, dude. Yeah. He's like 20.
And he still looks the same.
Yeah.
It's so weird. But, yeah, I have that. Shit, I'm trying to think. I have, like, some animated Hobbit movie, like the old animated Hobbit, movie.
The movie?
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
I didn't even bother with that.
It's only, like, 35 minutes long.
I know. I just didn't want to bother. I knew I was going to hate
it. That one's good. I wish Matthew was here when you brought that up.
I meant to bring up...
Because he would have just gone right into the fucking songs.
We were just rambling for so much that show...
The Greatest Adventure.
That's the one. I have never watched it. I think we started to watch... There's a Lord of the Rings one, too. I started to watch that and just was like, nope. Turned it off. I was like, this just sucks too much. I don't know, man.
Well, that's okay.
Some of that old stuff really stinks. It was great when you watched it as a kid, but now it's just like...
I would say that the animated Hobbit still holds up. I don't know about the Lord of the Rings, because those ones, different animators, different companies,
yeah,
like a decade later, different. I mean...
I was talking to Brooke about these these Shakespeare shorts that were in, not shorts, like
I
like
just
a pair
pictured
of pants,
him wearing those like
a pair of short pants.
Pants.
Shakespeare's shorts. Shakespeare and Capris.
No, I'm going to write Shakespeare as
Oh, here we go.
R-E? No, there's no E.
There's two E's at the end.
Is there?
Yeah, Shakespeare-y.
It's Shakespeare-y?
Yeah, it's spelled Shakespeare-y, but it's pronounced Shakespeare. Shakespeare's short pants.
No, I'm just writing Shakespeare shorts.
Like,
I feel like that's spelled right.
I don't.
I could be wrong. S H A K E S P E A R E. There might not be an A there.
You got it.
I got it.
You're a winner.
Should not have questioned myself.
Shakespeare. So
it's Shake. Spear with an E at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like his name. So there is these short cartoons on HBO long time ago, and they were animated Shakespeare novels. Like, or I don't know.
I can't think of anything that I would want to watch less than that.
Macbeth, Romeo and Juliet.
Like, especially if it's a short.
But the animation was really, really fucking cool.
Oh, well, maybe then.
I think. I'm remembering it with my, like, 12-year-old or however.
12-year-old mind brain.
Actually, hold on. Let me see when those came out. Because I'm remembering it with that brain.
Can we watch a clip on the break so we don't get booted?
I don't know. Well, maybe we can... HBO, Shakespeare... I'm going to write cartoons because that's what they were to me. And the Shakespeare, the Animated Tales. That's what it was called.
It's already on there.
Yes.
There you go.
Super duper. Here. I'll throw it up quick.
Yeah, let's just watch it. It'll be fine. Oh, Hamlet.
This is the first one I found.
It's fine.
And it's Daily Motion, so you know it's the player's going to work really well.
Eventually.
Yeah, and then but anyway, when you go to X out of it, it's like, are you sure you want to leave this page? And it goes,
I'll see if I can find it Matt on YouTube. Keeper. I've done that before where like I've heard that little thing go off and I just like I almost did the fucking
just unplug
Mr. Robot like drilled my hard drive. I didn't know what the fuck happened.
The best thing to do is just unplug your computer from the wall and
there's a sumo wrestler ice skating.
Yeah, why do I keep saying that? On YouTube.
I don't know. The enemy. Moment of silence for Jason Fulham. Oh, here we go. Perfect. The old YouTube. This is the one I remember the most. Macbeth. And they were like 25 minutes long, and now I'm just going to go right to like the dead center of it. See, look. Where is it? Where's my cursor?
Ocean, wash this blood clean look. From my hand.
Retire we to our chamber. A little water clears us of this deed.
Wake Duncan with thy knocking.
I used to watch this when I was a kid.
I kind of want to watch it now.
Right? See, the animation is pretty wild. Okay, so this is actually helping me.
Yeah, it reminds me of Aeon Flux.
Yes, very much.
Good morrow, noble.
It's like Aeon Flux mixed with Masters of the Universe.
Yeah. I think they're a little different for each one, too. They have their own little panache. A little je ne sais quoi, if you will. But, it was a cool show, and I was talking to Brooke about it, but I was just, and the thought entered my mind that it wouldn't hold up, you know, because of the sometimes that there was animation. I tried to watch the Batman the Animated Series. I can't.
It's not good? What about Gargoyles?
It's really herky-jerky. I would imagine Gargoyles is about the same thing.
Nope.
Yeah?
Gargoyles is the shit. I watched the entire Gargoyles series less than 5 years ago.
That's about as nerdy as possible, I would say.
It was on Disney XD. But I bet you can find it online now.
You know what? If I had Disney XD, I'd be watching that Star Wars Rebels cartoon.
And Spider-Man.
Like a motherfucker. Did you see Star Wars yet?
No, I haven't. You guys?
No.
Can we all go together?
I went to see Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. That's that J.K. Rowling movie? Brooke wanted to see it, so I went with her.
Which?
It was actually kind of good. I like the fucking Harry Potter movies. Go fuck yourself. I don't care. But it was pretty good. It was still a little kiddie, and it was a fucking slow at first. But then picked up at the end.
Good.
There was a lot of magic. Lots of magical things happen. And there was a lot of fantastic beasts. There's a bunch of them.
As was implied by the title.
Mm-hmm. And there was like, they did like magical things. Like,
can we take a break? I want to take a break, and I want to come back with a completely different topic.
But I mean, that's this movie I watched.
Your ring is still distracting.
It was very whimsical. Oh yeah.
I know.
It's my $14.
Sparkly.
It's my $14 wedding ring.
It looks a little big.
Adorable. Do you want to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race?
I want to take a break, and I want to pee, and then I want to come back and forget about all the things that you were just talking about.
Okay. We need to regroup anyway.
Yeah, I gotta reset the camera and let's do that.
I feel like this is uncomfortable. Is this uncomfortable?
I'm trying to make it as uncomfortable as possible.
Okay.
So.
It does feel uncomfortable.
Good.
It's working.
Good.
Just drag it out for another 30 seconds. It'll be way worse.
Okay.
Feels right. It feels right.
Feels good?
Yeah, it feels nice.
Is it hitting you in the eardrums? That nice bass feel? I might have been clipping there, but that's okay. Welcome back, everyone. We've regrouped, kind of. Yes? No?
Sorta.
Maybe so.
All right. Well, yeah, maybe. Supposed to give shout outs to Mom, John, Kimberly, Fern, Unky Jeff, and Beth. I think that's who's down there.
I should know there's anyone really named Fern.
Yeah, he's a fancy guy. He's got an outside kitchen and he makes his own wine. I think he makes. No, he made this right here.
What's that?
It's supposed to be like an old-timey fucking canteen or whatever, but it's made out of wood.
Is there anything in it?
No, of course. No, but you should probably put meat in this.
Yeah, let's do it.
And I'm sure you could drink out of it. But yeah. Pretty sure it was him that made this.
You don't even know?
I can't remember these things. I don't have the best memory. I'm going to put it right up here next to my clone of Willy. Or my half-made clone of Willy.
Your clone of Willy kit.
Clone of Willy kit.
We should have gotten him the alginate for Christmas.
Yeah, but instead I got a stupid magnet.
I picked it out.
Oh, God, the music's still going. Sorry. I was just enjoying it. It was lulling me into a trance. Why did we take a break? Because you got tired of my Harry Pottering?
I had to pee, and we needed a hard reset on the show.
We sure did.
I mean, we've been going for 45 minutes, and the last 12 minutes of that was no one cared.
I thought the first 12 was pretty rough, too.
Yeah. So let's just have a new show right now.
New show. Okay. So how was everybody's Christmas?
Well, maybe not start with that.
I wanted to talk about this. We went with something local last week, and I wanted to talk about this gentleman. He had 7 pounds of silicone injected into his penis.
He's a local gentleman?
No, he's not local.
Oh, okay. I thought that was what you said.
We went with a local story over silicone dick, and that was your choice.
I'm sure it was.
I don't know too much about it. I just said, oh, silicone dick, bookmark. And here it is. So I don't know if you want to see this guy. He kind of looks like a WWE wrestler. See? You know? He looks like a bad guy in a superhero movie. Or, in this, he's in like a...
Schwanz. Combine.
I guess those are all the... This is... hold on, where is he? Fucker. There we go.
Oh my God. That's disgusting.
Hold on.
Lanze.
Big bulbous penis.
Beautiful looking. Mindestens 15 centimeter. Behaart muss auf jeden Fall auch sein. Mindestens 17 centimeter.
The perfect penis doesn't exist.
Monster meat.
So this is Vice.
Probably shouldn't have that on there then.
Yeah, I mean.
So just so everybody knows what this guy's doing here. Anybody watching on YouTube?
So it's kind of like giant fake tits, just the penis.
Yeah.
No, he can't do anything with that. There's no woman that he could have sex with.
No, nobody could take that without getting ripped in half.
And it's all in German, so I have no idea what they're talking about, but.
He's just letting guys touch
it. I mean, hold on, let me see if I can figure it out.
Ich mich damit schöner fühle, sondern weil ich mich damit besser fühle. Deswegen kann ich auch nicht sagen, ich habe ein visuelles Bild.
This is a person.
I don't understand any of that.
Oh, you were thinking you were just going to understand German all of a sudden?
All right, let me see if I can get
I like Rammstein.
Yeah, let me see if I can pile some lyrics together. Look, he can't even
he's
sit right.
He's wearing fucking mom jeans because of it.
He looks like he's
looks
got
like
a.
He has a tumor in his
yeah,
dick.
I was just about to say, it's like he's got a tumor hanging on the front of his dick. On the front of his, yeah.
There has to be actual pictures of this on the internet.
Yeah,
like I don't want to look at pictures of a dick, but like I need to know. I need to know what it actually looks like. Why is this? Why are there no subtitles? This is Vice.
I don't know.
Maybe they're off.
Also ich glaube, ich gehe schon sehr offen damit um, aber es gibt mit Sicherheit Situationen, in denen ich sage,
oh, he has to wear those. Yeah, those are mom jeans. Those are cargo jeans from like the 2000s. With the hammer loop, and then nobody put a hammer in there ever.
Ever, not once. Those are called carpenter jeans.
Look at that thing! It looks like he's got a basketball just in his pocket.
If he's doing this, there has to be pictures of it on the internet. All Can you please just look it up? Because I need to know. I have to know. It's going to be grotesque. It's not even going to be like looking at a penis. Oh, Amy, do you know what I say?
I don't know. I've seen a chick with a dick because of Bosch. So why not?
She's very beautiful. I got to find this dude's name so I can...
Just German guy, Vice, penis.
Micah. There is his name.
You're not trying hard enough.
There we go. German silicone penis.
He's going to come up with like dildos. Remember that time I told you I looked for personal massagers on Amazon and they were all like dildos and vibrators? Should have been more specific.
I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see it.
That's what it looks like.
I want to
like.
See the man's big penis.
Wait. No. It was a squash.
Yeah, they're not. It's just clips from the show. Naked penis. What if I type in Google naked penis?
No.
I don't think that's him.
No.
But we should look at this anyway.
That's huge balls. Oh, my gosh.
That's not him, right?
When your balls are the size of
your I don't think so,
butt,
but...
That sucks.
Yeah, all the pictures are... This might be it.
But that's not...
Yeah, this is it.
That's like 7-pound balls, not 7-pound penis.
That, yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know. It's scarred Adam.
But I can't really, like... It's not anything. It's just
wait,
bulbous.
Go to the next one on the little square picture.
This one?
No, no, no. Go
this
back.
One?
Go back. Go down.
Go down. This one?
No, the little windows.
This one?
And the,
this one? This one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a clear image. Thank
yeah,
you.
You're welcome.
Let's view the image. And let's zoom in. Ah, dude.
It doesn't
yeah.
even look like a penis.
It looks like.
It looks like two ball sacks on top of each other.
Where's the head?
It just
at the end of the top ball sack.
Yeah, all right, is everybody ready?
There you go.
You like that? Is that what you like? So yeah, it looks like the.
It looks like
an amputated the elephant, like the what's left of the elephant trunk. If they would cut it off, just like a flap of like. It looks bad.
A flap of it looks bad.
Like there's no way that he could have sex with it. So this guy has fucking problems.
Yeah.
Like major.
Can
I've been raped as a child. No,
like
there's no way he could.
Masturbate.
No. Like it's. Yeah. This guy has major dysmorphia issues and was probably abused.
Yeah. But. We need to figure out why he put all the silicone in his dick. Because
of the things I just said.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
You think that's what it is?
He's fucked up.
Would that like stretch out your stuff?
Your skin is very elastic, so yeah, I guess that's the only picture that we're gonna get of this guy. That was like all
which
I
makes
had.
Me also makes me think it's fake.
Think so?
Yeah.
It's a fake dick.
There would be pictures of it if that guy was actually doing this shit.
I don't know. I wish
but
I could
Google
faster.
That's something you would have to like put on every day. Like, how would he do that?
7-pound penis. Let's see if that comes up with anything.
It's definitely going to come up with something.
No.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, that's, that looks like, yeah. A lot of different things happening here. We got, let me just throw this up on the board. Let's see. Okay, so we started here, okay, with, you know, silicone penis guy. And then there's a fake, you know, a couple fake ones. Ha, ha, ha. Guy trying to take a selfie. Penis cake or penis bread, that might be. Not really sure.
It's
in the shape of a dick. And then there's this guy with the man boobs and the bad teeth. A guy holding a gooey duck. Another guy who actually has a horrific tumor on his leg. I don't think it's his penis. This guy who got into a bad accident. This guy who's grabbing something that looks like a dick, but I think it's just, it's, I don't know. See, do you see what happened to me here? This is why I got so confused. That, I don't know what that is. Guy has a beanbag chair.
Isn't there like some sort of like medical term for that? Like elephant?
Elephantitis. And then there's this guy with the piercings all on his face. And then there's this guy with, he's got wings.
It's bingo wings.
Bingo. Yeah, he's got bingo arms, but like.
No, bingo wings.
Bingo wings, they're called? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, when you go bingo like this.
And your arm
is flapping.
Like,
and a picture of Varys from Game of Thrones for some reason.
Because he doesn't have a dick.
Oh. But I'm looking for a 7-pound penis, not the lack of a.
It's just not out there, is what we're coming down to.
Right. So you're saying fake, totally fake.
No, I'm saying that it doesn't matter. There's no proof. It could be fake. I don't know.
I wish we had subtitles so we knew what the fuck was going on a little bit. I can go back to it and we could read.
I'm sure there would be because it's Vice, which is an HBO show, which is American. So I don't know what the fuck we were watching.
Well, I tried. That was me trying. I failed. What else have you got?
I will end the recording with that was me trying. What else have you got? What were you trying there?
I don't know.
You're just trying
needed to reset, and I figured
inject,
if we talked about dicks.
More penises.
Oh,
in
and
the
you
show?
Know what? I was supposed to play this goddamn audio, but I fucking forgot. Hold on. It's around here somewhere.
Stop the show. Bosch wants to talk
Why
about dicks.
Why the fuck didn't you talk?
I forgot it.
You totally fucked up. We do not utilize that enough.
Not at all.
Because you could have used it the last episode and the episode before.
Did I talk about dicks last episode?
You talk about dicks.
Yes,
like
you
ever.
Talk about dicks every episode.
No, I don't. I've laid off.
Okay, it wasn't the last episode, the episode before when you had Bailey J up on the thing.
I didn't have her. Did I have her dick out?
No. Because everyone, like, you asked if we wanted to see it, and everyone said no.
Ah, so?
But you wanted to, and you should have played that bumper.
Yeah, but there was music going on. I was having trouble because we were listening to Frank McGinnis's music on the break, so I had to kind of, I had to make sure that your shit was unplugged, and I forgot to play the bumper.
Oh, this episode you're talking
this
about.
This episode.
Okay.
This, yes, on the break.
All right, we'll just utilize it more in the future.
Do you
going forward.
Do you want to plug Frank some more? For
sure.
The people who
yeah.
were watched through,
yeah, he's
the,
got a show this Thursday,
music.
Which I don't think we can make.
Okay.
Like me personally, yeah.
You and her,
no.
or me?
No,
us.
She and I.
Okay, I was like, oh wow, we made plans. I don't remember, but where is it? Do you know?
No, it's on the Facebook.
Okay, well, we're very ill prepared today. Scott canceled on me, and I've had a rough weekend.
Scott, you son of a bitch.
What are you doing for New Year's?
My mommy's having a party, and she invited the whole town.
We are invited as well.
Oh, you are?
I'm not sure if we're going to, though.
Okay.
Just because I feel like we just want to get drunk at home.
That's what happens when you become an adult. You don't want to go anywhere.
It's one of those, like, do you... well, no one wants to drive, so let's not do that.
There's that, and then there's mom.
I don't really. That's actually not a problem for me.
No, I'm just joshing. Joshing.
Your mom is great, and she'd just be like, "Here's a bucket of wine." I'd be like, "You're amazing."
Well, she's bringing back a bucket of bourbon for us, so yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I would be excited to go out to Deb's if I had a chauffeur,
which I do not. I'm gonna hire.
Do you want to hire somebody?
You want to hire a car service?
Let's hire Matthew. Matthew will fucking do it for $12.
I think I might have a chauffeur's hat in my costume.
You don't think he has New Year's plans?
Huh?
You don't think he has New Year's plans?
They don't involve drinking. And if we give him $12, he'd drive us.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't drink. And make him wait in the driveway, like in the car.
Just sit in the car.
Give him a newspaper. And he's only allowed to listen to the radio. AM radio. And you give him a newspaper, and that's all he's allowed to do. He has to sit there and wait for you. That's a good gig. How much do you think he'd do it for?
$13.
How did you come up with that number?
I don't know. I've just been saying, I just want to stick to it.
Stop what? Oh, that thing keeps happening? Yeah, I got to fucking figure that shit out. I don't know.
So it's December 29th. It's the goddamn Rattlesnake and Frank McGinnis and the Whim. And it's at
the name of the band is the goddamn Rattlesnake. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And it's at Dogwood and Beacon.
I want to know what the goddamn Rattlesnake sounds like. Sorry, Frank, but sounds much more interesting. The goddamn they're local. They're probably local, right?
I would imagine.
How do you spell it? Some people spell.
It's Goddamn. If you can't do the and Rattlesnake by yourself, you're beyond help.
Rattlesnake. I spelled Rattlesnake wrong. You did. They're from Crooklyn. All right. Oh no, they got their I'm on Bandcamp. Howdly Doodly is in my shopping cart. I never bought it. I don't know if we could play these guys. They look like they got corporate backing.
Just fucking play it. Who cares?
All right. Let me see if we can find it.
Ah, my ears.
Yeah, mine too.
It keeps happening to you guys.
Yeah. Huh.
All right. I guess we'll start with this one.
Like fucking Abraham Lincoln by Clutch.
This is the whole song, you're gonna be very upset.
Dun da 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 da.
I'm waiting for it to start.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Yeah, they're like a bluegrass band. I love this, I really do. So
I know what mom's thinking right now. Emmett Noether's Jug Band Christmas.
I fucking love this.
I'm in.
Yeah, I want to go.
One more cut. See what happens. Yeah, this
reminds me of Ben's band.
Brooke would kill herself. She would just grab a fucking steak knife from
will
out back
Brooke
and
drive
jam
us?
It into
will
her
Brooke
fucking belly.
Will Brooke drive us to the train and back?
Huh?
Will Brooke drive us to the train and back?
Wait, where is it again?
It's in Beacon.
Where?
In like, Beacon.
Where?
I don't
Beacon?
Fucking know.
Hold on, one more.
You know what's all good.
I'm just making they're sure that it's all the same. That they're not throwing curveballs at us.
Yeah.
Like they're doing some weird Al Yankovic shit where he's playing like real music and then he throws some polka in there. cocksucker.
Nope.
No. All right. Those guys sound like
they're,
fun.
They're a hipster bluegrass band.
Would she drive us to and from the train? She would, but...
We have to give her a dollar?
No. I got the...
I'll give her $7.
I think mom's dogs need to be taken care of that night. I'm not sure. I think it's... Yeah.
How much money would we have to give Brooke to drive us to the train and take care of mom's dogs? $27.
We could probably buy the venue. We could hire the band to play here for what it would cost.
Cancel their gig and play in the basement.
Whatever it would cost for them to cancel their gig and play here, that's what it would cost. So
that's fine.
Or
no,
actually,
we don't have any money.
It'd
anyway.
Be cheaper to do that. Mm. So we have no money to go to the show.
Well, we'll plug them.
Well, the goddamn Rattlesnake. I like him. Frank? Yeah. Meh.
I like Frank McGinnis.
You want to throw on his stuff again just to give it another whirl? Since we got nothing better to do, we might as well criticize some guy who's breaking his ass in the in the music industry trying to make
it
big.
Yeah, the one person fucking doing his thing.
Yeah, he's really trying very hard.
Actually creating content. Hang on. I gotta get
a moment of silence for Jason Fulham, please. Sorry.
Any day now.
I'm not supposed to be in charge of this. I don't like the song as much. Hang on. This is the best one. We already played it, but I don't care. It's good.
It'd be a good ringtone.
Oh. No musician ever wants to fucking hear that. Oh, this sounds like good elevator music. This belongs on the Toys soundtrack.
But you need to hear him live because it doesn't sound like it's live at all.
No,
it's like it's a little like funkier and edgier. This is way more produced. I guarantee if you saw Frank live, you'd be like, yeah, I get it.
This is the scene where, like, Corey Haim is, like, running down the street trying to catch the, beat the bell to school as he's running through the streets.
And he did insert the iPhone alarm noise in there somewhere. His drummer did it. He didn't do it.
Wait, what? iPhone? What?
The iPhone alarm noise.
Oh.
Yeah. It's in there.
I mean, it's cool and all, but it's just not my thing. I can't wait to have him in here and be like, "Yeah,
no,
I think
you
stink."
You need to see. You need to see it live. You would have loved this because it doesn't. It doesn't sound like this. It's very different.
Right.
You can't do this live. You know what I mean?
I mean, you can. You just need.
You can. It's just. It's more like I'm here playing my music.
Yeah,
not
you're like
me. Not me making my music.
You're like Skrillex, but you're. Yeah. He would be singing. But he's just pushing the keyboard.
Yeah, he's pushing a button.
Buckethead does that. He just goes on stage with a keyboard, pushes the keyboard, one button on the keyboard at a time, and then just plays his set.
Yeah, and plays with a fucking Michael Myers
mask and a chicken bucket on his head. Does Frank McGinnis play with anything on his face?
No, but I just want to say, like, anyone who plays with a mask on their fucking head, anyone in the entire music industry who plays with a mask on their fucking head isn't as good as... They are like as they're popular.
Wow,
you know what
that's
I mean?
Bold.
No, it's not bold.
Because
they would, they shouldn't need to do that.
Why? It's just a fucking shtick. Jimi Hendrix dressed like a gypsy.
Yeah, and he shouldn't have.
But he did.
But sure he did, and I don't really like Jimi Hendrix.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, so you're.
I don't want to start a larger discussion. What I'm trying.
You
to
have
say,
though.
What I'm trying to say is, if you have to wear a Michael Myers mask and a fucking KFC bucket on your head to get attention, maybe you're not that good. He is very good, but why do you have to fucking do that? That sucks.
Because it's a shtick. It's just a silly little thing that he does.
All right.
I just like...
That's why we're not popular, because we're not willing
to do
we
don't
that.
Have a thing. We got to start painting our faces.
We just
faces.
Need a viral video.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
God
all
damn it.
Need.
All we need is a
Did
viral
you know that?
Video.
Yeah. Kyle told me.
Yeah.
He's like,
maybe he should be running
like,
the show.
He's like the Swami or whatever the hell it is. Yeah. Bring him in. He could be like production manager. There we go.
But you're the production czar.
Am I production czar? I was audio technical person. I think that was the official title.
I don't remember what mine was either.
But yeah, that mask thing. I used to think like that, and then I got to the point where I looked back and I was like, I saw Jimmy do that shit. The Beatles are dressed up like all fucking in the same suits.
It's all
and stuff
about
like
whipping
that.
People
just...
into a frenzy, and that annoys the shit out of me. Because Clutch would never do that.
No,
and
they
that's
wouldn't.
Why they're not popular, but that's why I respect them more than almost any other musician out there.
Yeah.
Because they'd be like, well, we're not going to do that. We're just going to make good music for fucking 30 years.
I don't know. I just, like, I don't, like, I think if...
Okay, so Buckethead is probably not the best example because Buckethead
Rammstein,
did...
Or Rammstein, for instance.
Buckethead did all of these things and is still not popular.
Yeah.
He's still not more popular than Clutch, and he's not as good. He's a great guitar player. But I have zero respect for him because of his shtick.
I don't know. I think it's just a performance. It's part of a performance
sure,
piece. That's the way I look at
sure,
it.
Sure, that's fine. But I don't think that they entered into it with that as the idea. They said, let's be weird as fuck so people will notice us. Steve Vai did the same thing. He said, doesn't matter how good I'm at guitar. If people don't want to listen to it, they're not going to.
Oh, yeah. That's true, but yeah, to get that like Rammstein, they like I was telling this recently. I think I was telling Kyle about it. They started out, they had like a few fire things and pyrotechnic stuff that they used to do, just because that's they used to do that kind of stuff.
But do you think if Rammstein was an American band, like they would still be where they're at? I think if Rammstein was an American band, they would not be where they're at.
No, I don't think so either.
I think they would be a really popular American metal band.
Yeah. But
unfortunately, they live in a country that doesn't have disposable income and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they live in a continent that does not have disposable income.
Well, whatever. In either case, they were like, well, if we're going to be big in other, if we're going to get out of Germany.
You got to get memes on Facebook.
Yeah.
that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I don't hate on them.
I think they're fucking great. I really do. It's just they're not my style of music.
Yeah.
So,
I just don't hate on bands for doing like a silly thing. Like Tool does it too. Tool's an amazing band.
Neither do I, as long as they,
and that motherfucker used to come out on stage wearing tits.
As long as they acknowledge that it's a silly thing and that's what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. And that's the other thing. They acknowledge that it's out of control and ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But they're like, well, we've come this far. We might as well keep doing it. Fucking OK Go. You go see OK Go show. They're just up there playing their instruments. But every time they put out a music video, it's got some kind of fucking thing to it.
Different thing, though, because
it's all part of the performance.
Of course, but everything with OK Go is them hiring some kind of director that can do something amazing.
Yeah, but it's still part of the...
Oh, it's still part of the whole bit.
So,
like, Rammstein's thing is hiring, like, an amazing pyrotechnics guy to do something amazing to get attention. And OK Go is the same thing. And these are both bands that I'm not really that into.
Right.
So, you know. But OK Go's videos are, from a cinematic standpoint, tough to do.
Yeah,
very tough to do. So.
And we're not talking about the fucking treadmill video. There are other videos. Type in their other shit.
But the treadmill video is what everybody thinks of, and that's the one that started it all. But that was tough. That probably took 1,000 takes. Like, that was a difficult thing to do.
But all their other shit that they got. The one where they're driving the car and the car is hitting the fucking corresponding... Like, it's got these poles sticking out of the sides of the car. And as he drives the course, they're hitting different things, pots and pans and whatever the hell, guitars.
Sounds like a Rube Goldberg device.
But they're driving and they're hitting it, and each sound is making the song.
So you know, they synchronize the video with the song.
No.
I have not seen this.
They're playing the song by driving the car down the course. They've set
like actually playing the song, or it's syncing.
These rods are coming out and hitting all these pots and pans. It's fucking wild. I don't know. We might get booted.
We will definitely get booted for it. Let's watch it after the show.
Yeah, but
anyway, I applaud that. I love thinking about the multimedia of it.
I'm listening to you. I'm just looking up what song that was. So, but yeah, I don't mind the shtick so much. As long as
as long as there's something there, you know.
And also, if you're,
it's kind of like Joe Rogan has a podcast, and he will be popular because he's Joe Rogan. Whereas you and I, we have to delve into YouTube and like video and hashtags and all this kind of shit. We're not going to get thousands of downloads a week. Yeah. We have to diversify and try more and do weird things. So I'm not saying that these bands need to rely on having an amazing music video to get popular. I'm saying that I really respect them going, I want to put this in the creative hands of someone else to make something amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I used to think the same way, and then I read some article. I've seen
Rammstein's videos, and I've gone, those guys don't care if anyone watches this. They don't care at all. Because, like, you shared one to my wall, like, years ago. Like, whatever the it was, they were wearing, like, pig fucking masks or something.
That was Till's solo stuff, but yeah.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Song's called Praise Abort.
Like, all of their shit, it's just like, these fucking guys are just doing whatever the fuck they want, and they don't care. And the pyrotechnic stuff might be for... It might be what they're known for, and that's cool. But they make their music, and they're doing fine. They're selling stuff, and they're doing fine.
That fucking concert's gone in like an hour.
Seconds, yeah. And it's because they created a frenzy.
They whip us up into a frenzy.
Well, they've only played in the United States like 3 or 4 times, right?
Nah, they've played a bunch, just not...
They had like one show at Madison Square Garden like 5 or 6 years ago,
yeah,
right?
But they were talking 5 or 6 years ago.
But they had never played in the U.S. before.
No, they've played in the U.S.
Really?
Yeah, a bunch. They just don't... They don't do it very often. They just do a couple big shows, and then they're out. Mm. You know? They were like... When Bush was in... office, they had a big like protest type of thing going on, and they wouldn't play here until he left because of his policies or whatever the fuck. That song America is about, it's just talking shit. I think they've played a bunch of them. They played Perth Amboy. Where is that city? Perth Amboy is like in Illinois.
Yeah, it's pronounced Illinois.
Perth Amboy. Okay, where are you? Oh, no, it's in New Jersey.
Oh, my God, that's really far off.
Oh, no, 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 it's Perth. Hold on. It wasn't Perth Amboy. No? Fuck it. Forget it. I'm lost. I'm totally lost. Yeah, but they've played, like, a couple weird towns that had big venues. But I don't know. I'm excited, though.
Like, I don't want it to sound like I don't think that they're awesome. Like,
no,
they're
I know,
fucking
but I mean,
awesome.
Like,
yeah,
it was just a bold fucking statement, but
yeah, I feel like once you get to that, like once you get to a certain point, you can go, we're doing this for whatever, but then there's also you can say we're doing this for whatever, and that'll get you to a certain point.
Yeah, like I think if like Slipknot came out with an album tomorrow without their masks on,
no one would care.
No one would care. All the people who were gonna buy Slipknot. We're still going to buy Slipknot.
Yeah, it's like ICP.
Would they have been as...
ICP is still popular.
Yeah.
Within their tiny little, like community. But it, I mean, like,
so we
like
we, that's right. Whoop whoop.
Yeah, we like Clutch. We're big Clutch fans.
Yep.
But they're not mainstream popular.
Yeah.
But they're probably the most popular, not mainstream popular band that there is. ICP, if they dropped the whole fucking shtick, they wouldn't even be close to that, I don't think. I don't think.
You know what?
No,
the way
maybe,
the ICP,
maybe had they never done the shtick.
The way the ICP thing, it's more than a shtick now. It's like a following. They
but
have
had,
like,
had they never done the shtick.
Had they never done the shtick, they probably wouldn't have gotten
that's,
in any.
That's kind of what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if they drop it now, people would be like, oh, okay, well, I'm on board already. But Clutch has always just been like,
Well,
we're doing our thing,
yeah.
And I don't care about whatever's happening. We're just going to tour and tour and tour, and I just respect that, you mm-hmm. know?
I find the mask thing, it's like the Slipknot thing always used to bother me, but at the same time, it's just like their music is kind of like that kind of crazy and everything like that, and I don't know. So like you get a band like that, and then you get a band like Bullet for My Valentine, where they got their hair is like dyed jet black, and it's spray painted up, and it's like this whole glam rock kind of look to it. Like I'd sooner watch if you put both of those bands in front of me, I'd immediately
like
go
if it,
toward
both
the,
of those bands in front of you, and you had several bullets.
No, I'm talking about like
be that
right, if you had
choice.
The CD of Slipknot on the cover with their jumpsuits and their masks, and then you had Bullet for My Valentine. You're like, I mean, Bullet for My Valentine is a different genre of music, but I'm just talking about the look. Like, what CD are you going to pick up and grab? Mm-hmm. Like the whole fucking eyeshadow and like taking yourselves really fucking seriously with the hair and everything like that. Next to the guys taking themselves really seriously with the masks on. Maybe the masks are the way they're able to take it. To,
yeah.
You know what I mean? To sell it because they're not.
I get it.
I don't know.
I was never a person where I could be like, yeah, I'm into that. Like, yeah. I just never would be. I don't know. I don't. It's tough
usually
to explain.
To me, it's just the music. I don't care. If the music sounds good and then I watch the band live and they're pretty good live and they're not too shitty or they're not too, like, goofy and weird.
But it's
fine.
Funny, like a band like ICP. Maybe not the best example. I don't know. But Korn. Korn's a good example.
Yeah.
I like their music a lot. I just hated them as people.
Yeah.
Their whole performance and what the fuck they were doing. Way back when, I'm saying. Like, the reason that I didn't like them at the outset was because it's just the way they presented it. Like, they didn't seem like guys that I'd want to be friends with.
Yeah, they seem angry and scary.
Yeah.
Right?
Not even that. It just seemed fake. Seemed really fake.
Oh, fake aggro.
Yeah. It's just, oh, so you're a white guy with dreadlocks. And brah. I don't feel like you're actually that guy. I don't see it. So that was, I like Korn now. I actually like Korn a lot now.
See, I don't.
But
the more I listen to him, the less I like him. Like, every time I listen to a song, I go, God, their deep cuts are just really shitty.
Yeah.
And then there's that Skrillex album. We're just talking shit now.
Fucking vampire movie.
Oh, yeah. I hear they're doing a show now. They're trying to do an Anne Rice-like Netflix. They're
just
trying to redo the whole interview with the vampire thing.
Could have been so good, and they just dicked it all up.
Yeah, I heard that they
anyway,
were doing that.
I've read all those books. They're fucking great.
But, like,
as long as you're not, well, you'd be fine with it because the whole ambiguous sexuality thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like kind of like, everybody's fucking everybody. And you're cool with that? Yeah.
He sucked blood.
He sucked blood. And dicks.
All right.
What do you think?
I think we should get out of here. I only have two titles. Aside from We Suck Blood and Dicks. I can write that down if you want.
We Suck Blood, .. and Dicks.
No, it'd be We Suck Blood, comma, and Dicks.
There's no comma.
It's
in
an
there.
Oxford comma.
I was going to say, he's going to say it's an Oxford comma.
What is an Oxford comma?
Oh, my God. We've had this conversation.
An Oxford comma comes before an
show.
And because if you say, okay, so if you said we suck blood, face, and dicks,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you don't put a comma before and, then that means you suck blood and face and dicks, but blood and face are together. Or face and dicks are together.
So a comma used after the penultimate item in a list of three or second more items.
Second to last is penultimate.
Before and or. Example, an Italian painter, comma, sculptor, comma, and architect.
Yeah, so that means...
Okay. So, so
if you said Italian painter... Okay, let's not do what we were doing. So
dicks.
A painter, sculptor, architect. Mm-hmm. He's those three things.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a painter, a sculptor, and an architect, because then that would mean he was a painter, and he was a sculptor and architect. Those two things at the end go together.
I don't get it, but okay.
That's the whole thing. It's the list is painter, sculptor, architect, not painter, sculptor, architect.
I understand what you're saying.
You
that's the whole point of the Oxford comma. Oxford comma.
You don't remember.
But why would they tell
nice
you?
Deep ass crack one?
No. Yeah, nice
deep ass crack. Yeah.
We talked about all of this during that episode.
I just don't remember it, and I didn't care
then.
The
whole
now
thing
I
is the Oxford comma separates the last thing in a list from the second, the penultimate thing in a list.
Can we write sucks blood, Oxford comma, like write it out, Oxford comma, and
you can
dicks?
Fucking write it. I'm not doing it. If you want that to be the title, we'll do it.
Just write sucks blood.
Lost the chalk. All right,
give me a chalk. Give me a chalk and a phone. Sucks. Well, I mean, are the other ones
no,
better?
No, let's, yeah, let's, okay, so what's yours?
Hold on a minute.
He doesn't have any.
Sucks.
Whoa, what's happening?
Moment of silence.
I don't know what's happening.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
All right, so...
Oh, your stupid phone. Disconnect your phone.
Well, what the fuck?
I could do that from here.
What are you doing?
Last show of 2016.
Or maybe ever, if we're lucky. All right, so what do you have?
Mine's sucks blood... Oxford comma and dick. All spelled out.
All right. So I have a carbonated martini, Shakespeare Ooh. Shorts, and silicone dick bookmark.
I kind of like carbonated martini.
It
just sounds
fancy. Yeah, I like Shakespeare shorts, but carbonated martini. I think carbonated martini is more like what this show's about.
All right. Circle that one for me.
It's going to be a square. It's going to be like a rectangle.
That's fine. Can you round the edges at least?
No. The answer is no.
Okay. That looks good. Pressing a little too hard. There you go. Well done. We've did it.
Carbonated martini. You're going to wind up changing the fucking title
I'm
whatever
not.
You want. No,
I usually stick to the one that we talk about unless I'm like...
Unless you get an epiphany.
Unless it's really like a difficult one. You know, where one yeah, that you were like, I'm not dealing with this. And you just left. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I usually pick the right one.
What episode is this?
It's 95. Yeah, I know.
It's over a year's worth.
I know. We got like... Well, yes, it's over a year's worth, but we're like, what, 7 episodes away from, it's 9 episodes away from 2 years worth of episodes.
Yeah.
Right?
Are we going to do something? We should do something special for
that. Yeah, we're going to fucking set fireworks off in the basement.
Oh, okay.
2 years worth of episodes. That's he wants to gauge the show in... years worth of episodes.
And then he talked about leap years, and then that fucked me up.
No, because then you said No, because then you said at episode 365, it would be a real year's worth of episodes or something.
Yeah.
And Matthew said episode 366 would be a leap year's worth of episodes, and then it just got crazy. So, no. Episode 104 will be a year's, 2 years worth of episodes.
Technically, it'd be 365 and three quarters.
That's true. So you have to cut it into a quarter of an episode?
Oh, yeah.
So at episode 365, we'll have a real year's worth of episodes, and then 366, it'll be a leap year's worth of episodes. And then we could do at 300 and something, I don't know, it's getting too complicated. How about we just do a year? Because that's passed like a long time ago.
I think you're drunk. Let's
We've been doing this for like 2 years. We've been doing this for over 2 years now, haven't we?
Yeah, we've missed a couple episodes here and there.
A couple dozen.
Yeah.
I could tell you because I think I still have the files on my computer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Amy has the lost tapes.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The weekly Tim travel that we're going to start doing. I like that.
Yeah, we were thinking. What do you think of this? So if we did like our weekly episode, like we usually do, and then a weekly Tim travel
episode,
and like, just post an old one, like one that no one's ever seen,
and it needs like
the first dozen or
well,
so
no
episodes
one ever
were
really
never
sees it.
Yeah, because like no one listens. Thank
well,
you.
No, I meant no one. The old ones, no one sees them.
Yeah,
no
that's
camera.
Yeah. That was the thing. You know, I could put up the link to podcast.com
yeah,
instead.
Just post an old one.
Yeah. Well, I can't really post an old one. It's
you could no. Well, you could post. I could post a link.
Yeah, I can post a link to podcast.com where they can stream it from. That's about the best I can do without completely
you
fucking
could post
up
it,
our list.
You could post it to YouTube with just a picture. That wouldn't be that hard.
Oh, that's a good idea too.
Yeah, just
it's a little extra work, but that's fine.
Like I could do it pretty easily.
Alright.
It'd just be like a time lapse just with I just have to
Well, I want to do like a Casey Kasem like production piece for it too. I'm Ryan Bosch. And this is the weekly Tim Lapse. I can't really do his voice, but I can figure it out.
No, you can't. But just don't try. Just don't do that. Just do that voice that you just did.
Is he trying to do Casey Kasem? Yeah. He's really bad at it.
Alright, I have to pee again. Let's go.
Man. All right. We'll be back in 2017.
If you're lucky.
Bye.